This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Father's Day to all you dads out there who are celebrating. We're going to provide you with useful health information for you and your families. This weekend, we got an hour or two to share with you, so stay with us. We're going to bring you the latest in health news, and we're going to provide, we're going to provide useful interpretations, some of the fake news that you hear in the media. You can call us 877-726-8255. 877-726-TALK is the number to call to get directly into the doctor's office where you can pose a question to me. And we'll start this week's program by addressing the big elephant in the room, which if any of you are health news aficionados, you saw the headlines having to do with a new edict, really. It's not a new study. It's a new policy statement, a presidential statement from the American Heart Association Presidential Advisory on Dietary Fats. And, you know, I've long talked about the American Heart Association as being behind the times in terms of their recommendations. I've marveled at the fact that their website still contains the anachronistic advice that you should get rid of saturated fats, eat low-fat dairy, and moreover, substitute vegetable oils, was like soy oil and corn oil and peanut oil, safflower oil, and so on, canola oil, and substitute these oils in lieu of dietary fats. And so this week, I found it quite astonishing that they would double down on their recommendations. I really thought it was high time for them to revamp their recommendations. But, you know, like in medieval times when the establishment was challenged by notions like the earth is not flat, the powers that be resisted change, doubled down, sometimes pursued the new theoreticians like Galileo and Copernicus with inquisitory tactics, getting them to try and recant. And this is precisely what happened this week as the American Heart Association repeated their recommendation and reinforced it that saturated fat is the cause of heart disease, a notion which is being roundly disproven by many new studies. And I'll read you a little bit from their statement here. They say that cardiovascular disease is the leading global cause of death, accounting for 17.3 million deaths per year, and we know that preventive treatment reduces cardiovascular disease. So the American Heart Association Presidential Advisory on Dietary Fats and Cardiovascular Disease reviews and discusses the scientific evidence, and they conclude that randomized controlled trials show that lowered intake of dietary fat and replacing it with polyunsaturated vegetable oil reduces cardiovascular disease by 30%, which is pretty good. It's comparable to putting people on statin drugs, which, of course, they're enthusiastic supporters of. In contrast, they say that make sure you don't replace the saturated fat with refined carbohydrates and sugars. That's not good. They recognize that that's a problem. But their recommendation is that you switch from saturated to unsaturated fats, and that you should consume no more than 7% of your calories from saturated fat sources. This has also generated headlines, which I'll address in a few minutes. Coconut oil isn't healthy. It's never been healthy. That comes to us from USA Today, and it has people in a dither. Lots of people saying, oh, I'm going to give up that bad coconut oil. I thought it was good for you. But now that I read it in USA Today and other distinguished publications, not ever associated with erroneous headlines or fake news, now I will completely revamp my dietary habits and throw out all those jars of coconut oil. Well, you needn't do that, as we'll find out in a few minutes. But there's some very interesting counter-arguments to what the American Heart Association said this week. In fact, if you go back just a few months ago, we reported on this. Replacing animal fat with vegetable fat won't lower heart disease risk, according to a study in the prestigious British Medical Journal. Of course, the American Heart Association folks ignored that study. They have a tendency to cherry-pick studies that favor their preconceived conclusions. And what they found is that in this study, they had a group of individuals switch from saturated fat to corn oil, while the rest ate a diet high in animal fat. And what they found is that, indeed, getting rid of saturated fat lowered cholesterol, but this didn't translate to improved survival. In fact, participants who had greater reduction in blood cholesterol had higher rather than lower risk of death. So what they say, and this is a recent study ignored by the American Heart Association, the benefits of choosing polyunsaturated fat over saturated fat seem a little less certain than we thought. And I put up several articles on Facebook that push back against the notion that we need to avoid saturated fat. There's a very nice article in the British Journal of Sports Medicine by Dr. Asim Malhotra and his colleagues. He's a critic of the saturated fat heart disease connection. The article's entitled, Saturated Fat Does Not Clog Arteries. Coronary heart disease is a chronic inflammatory condition, the risk of which can be effectively reduced by healthy lifestyle interventions. And so they, in that article, muster the evidence that shows that there's no association between saturated fat consumption and risk of dying, risk of heart disease, risk of stroke, or even risk of diabetes in healthy adults. And in fact, diets high in saturated fat but lower in carbohydrates are supremely successful at turning the tide against obesity and diabetes. And oh, by the way, if the American Heart Association was so right about recommending lowering our saturated fat intake and replacing it with vegetable oils, how come we're seeing no reduction in our cardiovascular disease statistics, and in fact an increase in the rates of obesity and diabetes? People following their advice for now decades have suffered the consequences. So, you know, if you're experiencing health news whiplash, I don't blame you, because one week they say, okay, it's all right to eat bacon and cheese, go to town, and now the American Heart Association pushes back and says, no, get rid of that bad saturated fat. Use vegetable oil instead. The very self-same vegetable oil, which we, in a large recent study, found, while it lowered cholesterol, didn't reduce the risk of cardiovascular events. So, yeah, one of the reasons why programs like this exist, to help you interpret health news. And my suggestion is that ignore the recent advice of the American Heart Association and make sure that you don't substitute poor quality vegetable oils for the saturated fat that you find in animal proteins and dairy products that have not been shown to increase the risk of cardiovascular disease by any stretch of the imagination. All right. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, and we'll be right back with a discussion of, is coconut oil really bad for you? So says the American Heart Association. What do the studies actually say? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And when I complain about switching from saturated fat to vegetable oil, there's one important exception, which is extra virgin olive oil. I love extra virgin olive oil. It's extremely healthy for you. I've written an article recently about all the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil, which contains monounsaturated fats, less in the way of polyunsaturated fats, omega-6 oils. And it's versatile in the kitchen. It holds up well to heat, contrary to what some people believe. And it's got delicious flavor and healthy polyphenols. When it comes to olive oil, fresh is best, and you've heard me talk to T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. Several times a year, he visits the world's top artisanal gold medal-winning small farms right at harvest time, and he chooses the best oils of each harvest and rushes them to his fresh-pressed Olive Oil Club members by air and special delivery truck, so you guaranteed fresh-pressed olive oil. And TJ has a special offer for my audience now. You can buy a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just $1. It's a special trial offer. There's no obligation to buy anything else. So check it out. It's a generous trial offer. We want you to sample this. I think once you do, you want to become a member of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that's no understatement. It is indeed my favorite olive oil. I use TJ's products regularly. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com for special offer, $1 for the equivalent of a $39 bottle of olive oil. I know you'll love it. Okay, let's take a look at the latest misinformation. Yeah, health news, it's a little risky. You know, once Mark Twain said, beware of health books, because you might die of a misprint. Well, that's applicable to an article in USA Today, and it's got people heading for the hills, scurrying like rats, discarding their extra virgin coconut oil because it says coconut oil isn't healthy. It's never been healthy. The article says the American Heart Association recently released a report advising against the use of coconut oil. Well, that's not really the case. They advise against the use of saturated fat, but they don't target coconut oil per se. But they managed to get a hold of the guy who chaired the committee at the American Heart Association, and he is no fan of coconut oil. So his statement is that he's not clear why coconut oil is beneficial. Coconut oil increases LDL cholesterol, so he says, and has no known offsetting favorable effects. We advise against the use of coconut oil. So says the American Heart Association. And Frank Sachs, the lead author, says he has no idea why people think coconut oil is healthy. It's almost 100% fat. Fat being bad. They've already decided that. You know, that old model of you have pristine arteries and then you eat fat, and it's that sticky stuff that clings to your arterial walls, clogs your arteries, and kills you. But that's been disproven. That's 1960s science, way out of date and outmoded. So they push back against claims that olive oil may be helpful, and that olive oil is harmful. They say eat no more than 6% of saturated fat as part of your daily calories. And Sachs says you can put it on your body, but don't put it in your body. Olive oil can still be an effective moisturizer or hair conditioner, but it's not for internal consumption. And I say, boy, they are really missing the boat on coconut oil. Did I say olive oil? Coconut oil studies. Virgin coconut oil, according to an article recently, has cardioprotective effects. It may increase HDL cholesterol. That's the good kind. It may increase ApoA, which is the healthy apolipoprotein. It may help to reduce weight, according to a recent study. Yeah, it's a small study, and it's from Asia, but it's a study that assessed the efficacy and safety of virgin olive oil in reducing visceral fat. And what they found is that, especially in males who are overweight and diabetic, that consuming more extra virgin olive oil, I guess it got them more satiety. They consumed less carbs and were at less risk of cardiovascular disease. So we're going to talk more about extra virgin olive oil, extra virgin coconut oil and its benefits when we return, and we invite your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question to me by calling 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. As Beverly from Connecticut has just done. Hi, Beverly. Hello, Beverly. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here, but I'm ready. I don't know.
Oh, hi, Beverly. How are you?
I'm not Beverly. I'm Maria from Connecticut.
Oh, you're Maria. Okay, great. That's fine.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I don't know what happened if we don't have you to ask our questions.
Okay. I appreciate that sentiment. I plan to stick around.
I don't know where we would go.
Okay, that's very kind. Thank you.
Because you know all these things. I called you a few weeks ago because my chromium serum test was very high.
Yes.
And the surgeon who did my hip replacement 2 years ago thought I should have the aspiration, and you thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Aspiration on the hip, you know?
Right.
And I went last week, and they did the ultrasound first, and they didn't find any liquid. So they couldn't do the aspiration. Now he wants me to go to have another MRI, then another hospital, not local hospital. And he's talking about opening my hip again, which I don't want.
Mm-hmm. Are you in pain? Are you in pain, Maria?
A little bit. Like a chronic pain now. It's, you know, I'm living with it. It's not as bad as it was a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him a question which he didn't know, and I don't know if you can help me. The chromium that had to be done in the Mayo Clinic, could not be local, says it's very high, 3.6, and the reference is less than 0.3.
Hmm.
And I told him, he says it's very high, I don't know why it doesn't show, but that's why he wants the MRI. And I told him that I take chromium picolinate. If that could have any influence in that chromium from the hip, and he said, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So, you know, here's the deal. This is what Maria's talking about. She has a hip replacement, so there's a piece of metal in there, and it's a metal alloy. So metal alloys contain, you know, various components, depending on the implant, depending on the brand, depending on the year that it was implanted. And some of them are titanium, and some of them, you know, are composites of different metals. It's called metal alloy. Those in metallurgy know that different metals combined together impart strength or, you know, weight characteristics or flexibility characteristics and so on. So chromium may be a component of your prosthesis, of the piece of metal that was part and parcel of your hip replacement. And that would have to be ascertained by contacting the manufacturer and looking at the specs. Sometimes blood testing for nutrients can be notoriously inaccurate. You know, you can get normal levels when they're really high levels when there really isn't consequential. And, you know, what we're a good test for chromium should be able to distinguish between the good chromium, which is the harmless, healthy kind of chromium, and chromium, which is actually a Superfund site problem. You know, it's an environmental contaminant. Chromium 7 is a atomic form of chromium that is actually toxic and dangerous. Same thing with vanadium. You know, vanadium is healthy. It can be healthy for diabetes, for example, but it's also a component of aircraft wings. And in areas where there's a lot of manufacturing, sometimes chromium and vanadium get into the water supply in a dangerous fashion. There was actually recently some issues with chromium contamination of a playground for kids, and they were exposed to high levels of the bad chromium. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take chromium, but then it comes to the test characteristic. Does the test not discriminate between the good and the bad? I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to the people at the Mayo Clinic who run that test, because it's a specialty kind of test. That's why you have to have it done at a medical center that does unusual types of testing. And so, you know, is that related to the pain that you're experiencing? It's not clear. Is there some leakage of metal because of a faulty device? I mean, there have been cases of recalls. There have been cases of lawsuits with poorly designed prosthetics that create problems. There have been cases of high levels of heavy metal contamination from some of these implants. I've read about it. It's a tough issue to pin down. Are people experiencing health problems and autoimmune diseases from their implants, from dental implants, from, you know, the knee replacements, the hip replacements, from, you know, breast implants, plastic surgery? you know, all manner of things get implanted in our body. And do they leak into the system? Do they create a reaction? It's very hard to pin down because blood levels of these things may not be commensurate with the individual hypersensitivity to some of these things. You may not have super high levels, but you may be highly allergic or reactive to the levels. So it's a complicated issue, something that sometimes we have to confront when we see people with these joint replacements. So, you know, I don't have the answer for you, but I hope that some of these explanations help you at least ask the right questions and get the answers from the doctors that you're seeing on this. And thank you for your call, Maria. Let's continue our discussion of the coconut oil issue, extra virgin coconut oil, now on the chopping block because of an article that states that it's bad for you. Well, last week it was good for you. Just because of a pronouncement by the American Heart Association, all of a sudden it's bad for you. Sorry, folks, in science, as in politics, as we can see with the current political debates, or in religion, there are factions, and people come to the argument with preconceived notions. A perfect example is the Comey hearings. People saw Comey, and on the right, they're saying, hey, Comey exonerated Trump. He's free. I mean, there's no taint. People on the left, it's a stunning indictment of the complicity of Trump in a cover-up. The very self-same testimony through the eyes of the respective beholders takes on completely different meaning. And so the same thing is happening in nutrition. We have people who are adhering to the low-fat orthodoxy, who are looking for ways to disabuse people of the notion that saturated fats are okay to take in. And then we have people who look at the studies, and I'm more in that camp, who recognize that saturated fats have a place in the diet and that they're not the evil culprits that they were once thought to be. So let's look at coconut oil. Extra virgin coconut oil is a saturated fat. It's a vegetable oil, but it's a completely saturated fat. And that, in some ways, is good because it withstands high-temperature cooking. Polyunsaturated fats that are liquid at room temperature, like, say, safflower oil, can be more damaged by cooking because they have unstable bonds. Saturated fats have very stable bonds. That's why you can cook with ghee at high temperatures. That's basically butter oil. You can cook with lard at high temperatures, and it won't be damaged or changed. And similarly, you can cook at high temperatures with coconut oil. And, you know, just last night I had I had a wonderful meal at a restaurant here on Long Island, which was a seafood chowder made Thai style with lots of coconut milk. And it was delicious, but it was high in saturated fat from coconut oil. And it imparted a wonderful Thai flavor to the food. I sometimes use it in cooking, but coconut oil isn't for cooking for everything because it imparts a strong flavor. And you can get deodorized coconut oil, but you may lose some of the benefits of extra virgin coconut oil because of the processing. Many studies that show potentially harmful effects of coconut oil are using highly processed coconut oil. Sometimes there's even some hydrogenated fat in those processed coconut oils. And so that may account for some of the adverse effects seen. There was a study in humans that showed that there was an improvement in the cholesterol profile with extra virgin coconut oil, several studies along those lines. And there are studies that suggest that coconut oil may be helpful at staving off Alzheimer's disease, but that may be due to the medium-chain triglyceride content of coconut oil, which is actually kind of low. It's only about 14%. And so it may be that medium-chain triglycerides, as opposed to coconut oil, are most beneficial for staving off dementia as part of a ketogenic diet that helps the brain. Coconut oil has also a high content of lauric acid. And lauric acid has antiviral and antifungal effects, antibacterial effects. It's a great natural antibiotic. That's why applying coconut oil to the face can be helpful for facial acne because of its mild antibiotic effects and anti-inflammatory effects as well. So is coconut oil bad? Should coconut oil be consumed? Should we be dipping our tablespoons into jars of coconut oil day in and day out? The answer lies somewhere in between, because I think coconut oil can form part of a healthy diet. I think we also have to look at, you know, what happens when people eliminate saturated fats completely from their diets. And when they do that, sometimes there's less satiety with food. There's more need to up the carbohydrate intake. Carb cravings and sweet cravings go through the roof. And therefore, we have to examine these foods not as isolated elements in the diet, but as part of a composite diet where elimination of saturated fats might have unforeseen consequences in terms of upping the intake of sugars and refined carbs. So there you have it. A more reasoned, I think, balanced approach than screaming headlines that tell you to throw all your jars of coconut oil in the garbage. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-TALK for audience questions. Come right into the doctor's office and pose your question about medicine and nutrition when we come back. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You know, at my practice here in New York, we have multiple strategies for getting people's blood pressure down because being on blood pressure medication is no picnic and there are invariably side effects. So people come to me looking for alternatives. And I just realized, I was just thinking during the break, we actually have 4 current sponsors who address the blood pressure question. We have Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, demonstrably proven to lower blood pressure. We have extra virgin olive oil, which in many studies has been associated with lowering blood pressure as part of the Mediterranean diet. There's beneficial polyphenols in olive oil that seem to relax the arterial wall. There's Carlson's fish oil, which, of course, omega-3s have been shown to have a good effect on circulation and blood pressure. And there's the Zona Plus, which is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And it's the real deal, folks. I've been finding that patients who use it, listeners who use it, are giving me positive feedback about how they're able to go on lower doses of medication, sometimes getting rid of medication entirely. It's been shown in 22 clinical studies that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. It's based on a grip technique that was used by pilots to help them qualify for the physical exam, because if you're hypertensive in the Air Force, you wash out. But they learned that by using grip techniques, they could optimize their blood pressure, and the technology was developed to provide the public with a way of accessing the benefits of grip for optimizing blood pressure. And you don't have to have an iron grip to use it, because this is customized to your own unique grip strength. There's a special on the Zona Plus. You can find out about it by calling 888-408-6141 or go to the website tryzona.com. And as a listener now to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus, so check it out at tryzona.com. Let's talk now to Robert in Westchester. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm like you. I'm a baby boomer. I'm 69. Yeah. I've been active my whole life, but I'm slowing down. You know, I'm getting more injuries.
That happens. That happens.
4 years ago, I tore my meniscus in my right knee. I had that fixed, even though I feel it sometimes when I run. I strained my back about a month or so ago, and I even try to deal with it on my own, but I'm doing a little PT. It's helping.
Yeah.
My question to you is, I mean, common sense, I rotate my exercise. Right now I'm doing weights 3 days a week. I'm running about 3 days a week, and I'm filling in about 2 or 3 days with the bike, and I do a lot of walking. You know, my question to you is, you know, not just the exercise, but also the nutraceuticals, and I do take a lot of stuff, but I know you're on, you know, you're on top of what's really helpful and not just buying something just because it's out there. So that's it,
So your question is, what can you do to stave off these injuries? Is that the question?
Yes. You know, because I, as I'm getting older, I'd like to continue my athletic
endeavors. Sure, and that's exactly, that's where I'm coming from, too. I'm a little younger than you, but, you know, I plan to extend my athletic career for as long as I can. But look, inevitably, I think one of the differences between younger athletes and older athletes, and you see even baseball players who are over the hill at 35, is recovery time. I mean, there's really something going on physiologically about recovery time, and people can do amazing things at older ages and stay conditioned with smart training like you're doing. But we tend to be, shall we say, a little more fragile in terms of injuries. Injuries come up, you know, muscles get tight, tendons get a little more frayed, and there's an injury potential. And so, you know, what can you do to accelerate the healing curve? Well, you know, among the things that I take lots of fish oil, I take lots of curcumin, I take glucosamine chondroitin, I take MSM, and these are all in an effort to ease the potential inflammation on my joints. I also think that part of my formula for success is to take judicious amounts of DHEA. DHEA is actually a sex hormone. But interestingly, it's available over the counter. I personally think it should be administered with a doctor's advice and supervision, with levels being measured from time to time. But DHEA helps to, it has a little bit of an anabolic effect, which accelerates repair. If I see a man who's athletic, who's having a lot of injuries and poor recovery time, I might check their testosterone. I'm not sure if you've had that done, but it's quite possible that 69 years is low. And DHEA may fill the gap to some extent, but it doesn't sometimes raise your testosterone, which needs to be raised by, you know, using a topical cream or in some cases injections. That may help recovery too. And, you know, and it's for a good cause. It's to promote your athleticism and not, you know, that you want to be, you know, a muscle man in a muscle magazine, you know, flexing. So these are some of the considerations. Also, you know, I really think that you need to include a program of stretching. And I came to this, unfortunately, a little too late. I'd sort of dabbled in yoga through the years. But now I'm in a very concerted way on days where I'm tempted to get out there and pound it on the pavement or, you know, do a 30-mile bike ride. Instead, I'll go to a yoga class and do stretching so that I can forestall the potential injuries that can occur with high mileage, high volume exercise. So those are some general suggestions that I might provide you. You'd have to individualize those to your particular circumstances. All right, thanks for listening this hour. Once again, a happy Father's Day. We got another hour, and we invite you to call us 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.